Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to finish eating that before you
No. We're starting the podcast. I'm eating a pie given to us by...
I don't remember.
Who? Fork and Aussie Pie.
Fork and Aussie Pie.
It doesn't matter. We're going to probably have to cut it out. The lawyers are going to tell... But
No. We're
Fork and Aussie Pie.
We're allowed to advertise shit.
All right, this is how we're going to start the podcast without even saying that we're starting the podcast.
I also want to say, once again, thank you to Imodium. Great product. Imodium give us no money. They give us no money, but I just think it's a great product.
It is.
It works great.
It
fucking nails it every time. Imodium. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm eating mac and cheese right now. I'm going to shit myself. It's a system that I have, but thank God that this is Imodium.
Yeah, and we'll get back in a minute.
Okay, so I have to start with the theme song. Welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. Jim Jeffrey Show podcast.
That was a totally different song than last week. But, right. All right, so
it's a good song.
Have some
though.
Bites of food there. I'll start the podcast here. Hey, welcome to the Jim Jeffrey Show podcast. I'm Forrest Shaw. That's Jim eating.
You're a moody man, Forrest.
I feel like I'm just kind of holding it together for you here right now. But and our guest today from I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime, the disaster artist and game over man, is Andrew Santino.
And Mixology.
Yeah. You like that one. See, look at Jim digging in the crates of my IMDb.
No, my friend was on Mixology.
Who did it? Ginger Gonzaga. That's right. From Legit.
Ginger,
right.
Who's going to be doing the podcast in about 4 or 5 weeks.
She works more than anybody
else. I asked her today. She said she would do it. So, yeah.
We booked Ginger?
We did. We booked Ginger. So.
Well, that's nice.
Well, thanks for being here, Andrew.
Thanks for having me, man. This is fun.
Yeah.
I always wanted to watch Jim eat, so this is a big deal for me.
No one wants to watch it.
Oh, I do. That's my fantasy.
It's just that everyone has to eventually.
Is it always like this, that there's 30 people in the room like this? I've never done a podcast with so
only
many people.
15 people.
Sometimes. Sometimes not. It depends.
It's a lot of workers on the show
trying
to act like they're doing something.
I don't know some of the people.
Who doesn't work on the show?
Everybody you can see close to you works on the show. Yeah, those are the ones that
there's comedians. We got people from the K-Rock. We got Jack Kenya Hackett.
That's Jim's assistant eating there.
Jack Kenya Hackett. Hackett.
Yeah.
He's just... How are you, Jack?
Really good.
Any dates this week?
No.
All right.
How's the comedy going?
Not so good.
Okay. So that's pretty much the same update we get every week from Jack. So that's
fresh out of college.
So Jack,
look at
I'll tell you a funny
fresh
story.
Out of college face.
I'll tell you a funny story because I told Jack on the last podcast, I said, you have to be more confident with women.
Mm.
Plus, you're a good-looking kid.
No.
Right? No.
Not really.
And then his mother listens to the podcast, and his mother rang him up and said, you are good-looking, and you are confident. And then Jack was dumb enough to report that information to me.
Idiot.
Jack, do you just like being abused on the podcast? Is that why you tell him that stuff?
Yeah. And if your mom's listening, what did you do wrong? Did you hug him too much? What was the problem?
All right. Well, report. Let us know the report next week.
So we did a show today, didn't we?
We did. We just did the show.
We just did the show. There is a shooting happening as we're speaking at YouTube.
I think it's over.
Which we couldn't actually report on.
Would we have reported on it?
Well, Scott came up
to
me.
Not a news show.
Scott came up to me and he goes, oh, there's a shooting happening right now. Do you want to say something? And I go, have we written jokes?
Yeah.
You know, not that I wanted to joke about a shooting, but what am I meant to do, Scott? What was I meant to do in that moment?
Scott, tell us.
I thought we'd do the, I mean, you know, John Oliver or even like John Stewart back in the day. I haven't seen Trevor.
Why don't you go work for them?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, sometimes that's hurtful. That's very hurtful.
Take off!
But, yeah, sometimes they just say, welcome to the show. You know, as we're taping this thing's happened, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on to our story, and you just
You just said our show's 3 minutes over. We have to edit 3 minutes out.
Yeah,
that's true. The first thing to go is the shooting victims.
How many people?
Oh,
did anybody die?
It says right now, ambulance transported 4 or 5 patients to hospitals after a shooting was reported. It doesn't say anything about deaths yet, but it just happened. So
you know, there's never been a shooting at Vimeo. They don't have shootings over there. So
allegedly, it was a female shooter. That's very
was
rare.
It really?
That's allegedly, at the moment, it's a female shooter.
I don't see that on here yet, but I mean, that's on Twitter, I guess.
Anyway, so we did a show, and people were in the audience, and we talked about The Sex Trafficking Act, FOSTA and SESTA. Now, what happens is...
it's the Stop Sex Trafficking.
It's not a pro-sex trafficking
act. SESTA stands for Stop Enabling Sex Trafficking Act, and FOSTA stands for Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act. There you go. And there you go.
Some of my peers, Amy Schumer and Seth Meyers, have done adverts saying that this is a good bill, and we went the other way.
Why?
Because
you can't just say that. That sounds like you're for sex trafficking now.
Yeah, because if you eliminate sex trafficking, then I get deported. No, it's what it is that with the sex trafficking bill, if you shut down pages like Backpage and Craigslist and other web pages that have things, sex trafficking goes underground. And then what happens is the girls can't do things like have online forums where they talk about who's a good guy, who's a bad guy. They can't be protected. And
they don't vet like the...
They don't vet the men anymore because it goes so underground.
Because they won't have their phone numbers or emails.
They won't have no one will know where these women are when they go on jobs. Mm. And they proved that when Craigslist opened up their sex forums that homicide of women actually dropped by 17%.
Yeah, and overwhelmingly, women that work in the women and men in the sex worker industry, and advocates for these groups, don't support these bills because of what you said.
Yes,
but it just seems like a slam dunk. Like people are like, oh yeah, sex trafficking is bad, so let's go. Let's make sure these bills get passed, and that's the politicians, and that's why
I think it's very obvious that the way to stop sex trafficking is to legalize prostitution. That way, that the prostitutes will have to be tested all the time. They will work in brothels or what have you, like they do in Australia, and also they will pay taxes, which people love. People who pay taxes.
Yeah.
And what will happen there is you can't have a sex trafficking industry if people are being actually employed, if they're filling in documents and stuff like that. So it's a fairly unpopular view that we took on the show this week. Would you agree?
I think it's unpopular because people think that you're at first glance, it sounds like you're supporting sex
trafficking. Once they learn your angle, then they're okay with it. I don't know if I don't know. I used to be pro legalization of prostitution, but now I think I'm kind of against it because I think When it's illegal, it's more fun, and then when it's legal, it's kind of not like with weed. Now that it's legal, I don't even want to smoke anymore.
it's more fun to get a.
I'm serious. It was more fun when now I walk and like someone's dad can do it, and that's not fun to me. I like the darkness of it. I think
people's dads were definitely getting prostitutes.
I always assume.
That's why they were doing it.
I always assume that you were someone's dad.
I am. That's my son right there. Your assistant.
Ah, Bucky. Jack Hackett. Good to see you again.
He is so fucking. He's so cute, man.
He's adorable, isn't he?
Cute.
He's adorable. He's adorable. How many women have touched your dick, Jack?
Two. I'm guessing two. Am I right?
Wow, bam.
All right. Yeah. And his mom's listening right now and going, well, actually, three.
Last time he was home.
Your mother always does that thing when she walks in on you in the shower when you're in your 30s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your mom goes, oh, it's nothing I haven't seen before. And you're like, my pubes? Really? My pubes. You've seen them before when you were changing my diaper? I was all pubed up.
Have you ever seen your dad's dick?
I have seen my dad's dick, yeah. Yeah, I have the
internet. I guess if it's when I take it out of my mouth, yeah, I can see it when I take it out. But when it's in, you can only see his pelvis. Yeah. Everyone sees their dad's dick.
Everyone's
well,
their dad.
I never saw my dad's dick.
My son's
dick.
You never saw your cock?
Well,
your dad's cock?
I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen my dad much.
He never saw his dad.
I mean...
kind of hard to see him.
I'm thinking of getting back in touch with him just to be like, just send me a picture of your dick, and that way I can be like all the other kids.
Here's me and my new family, and here's my cock. I sent you two.
I should ask him for a dick pic. That'd be a funny way to get back in touch with him.
Do you know if he had any other kids? You got siblings?
I don't think he has, but I don't know. I haven't had a conversation with him since I was a teenager.
When was the last time you saw him?
I was 12.
12, and he dip out on the family?
He had a lot of weird things. So I guess I do have to ask him for a dick pic.
Did you ever see your dad's dick?
Yeah. Jack, you seen your dad's dick?
What does it look like? Come on, buddy.
Does your dad have a nicer dick than you, Jack? Does your dad have a nicer
dick
than you?
Here's the mic right here. Let's see if you can use it.
Because I think my dad has a nicer dick than me, but I think I have better testicles.
I don't want to.
I have lovely pert testicles.
You came all the way over here for that meek answer? That's
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, we're doing a Me Too podcast next. Yeah. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Put that down. Put that down.
All right. Yeah, don't tell your mum to listen, you dipshit. You'll be fucking.
There's nothing you can do about it. You can't make his mom not listen to a podcast.
She just does it before every show. She texts me, "Have a great show. We're watching tonight at 10:30." And then they never stay up late enough to watch it. And then I always watch it the next day with the podcast.
Where are you from?
Too busy fucking,
Georgia.
Are they?
I don't know.
Atlanta.
No, Jack's father was one of the top executives at Coca-Cola.
Oh shit!
Jack really? Comes from Coca-Cola money.
Yeah. What are you doing with this job then?
I'm following my dreams.
Ugh! What a nightmare. Go back to Atlanta. It's never gonna work. What are you doing? Following my dream. Follow the money, kid. Go back to Coca-Cola.
His actual nickname for me is My Dreams.
How do we get on dad dicks?
How do you get off him?
Beep, burp.
All right. So there's sex trafficking.
But that's all you want to talk about?
What happened in sex? We talked about the advocates. We did a few little pieces. We did some jokes.
Have you had a prostitute before, Jim?
I've had one after.
Because you alluded to it in the piece. You're like,
look, I'm trying to get my citizenship. As far as everyone knows, I've never done that or taken drugs.
That's right.
Until I'm an American citizen, this podcast is going to change immensely.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Everything's coming out.
We started off by you eating a meat pie and macaroni, and so that's not...
Well, that's America and Australia mashing together.
Yeah.
That's a nice marriage. That's on the citizenship test.
Oh, my God. So good.
Have you ever had a prostitute? You asked, but you didn't answer.
Me? Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, how many?
I don't know.
His father used
to... That's a lot. Is it that many?
No, as soon as I answered, I was like, wait, I shouldn't have said yes.
Wow.
All right, so we can move on.
We did a field piece at the press corps. We actually filmed this about 6 months ago when we were doing another piece. We interviewed Ted Lieu, who was a congressman. I think he's actually my congressman.
He's not.
Okay, well... all right.
I think Adam Schiff is yours.
Adam Schiff. I meant to know that for me citizenship test.
I know, that's why I was trying to help you out.
Anyway.
You're trying to get a citizenship here. You don't even have
to. What happened was... We went to a bar in the middle of the day, and we talked to some people from the White House press corps.
Who did we talk to?
Major Garrett.
Yeah.
Aaron.
There's a weird wink in that thing.
Erin Andrews.
Oh, I love her.
I do like her, too. She likes my tweets now.
Is that right?
Does she? How fun.
Erin Andrews, I feel like, is SportsCenter. Yeah.
That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Different person, then.
Oh, I take it all back.
I was like, Erin Andrews is that.
No, it's Erin. Erin, what's her name? I don't remember all four of their names. Why did you put me on the spot like that?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
I knew them 6 months ago when I talked to them. You think I recall that information all the time?
No.
I got to jam-pack shit into my fucking head to read from the teleprompt.
All right, and we're back.
This is them going, these Hollywood fucks, they never remember anything. They don't care about anybody but them. That's what they do when you mess up their fucking names. You don't care.
Well, you remembered one person. That's pretty good. You got one out of four.
His name's Major Garrett. You don't forget a name like Major.
Major Garrett, yeah.
Well, you don't forget him like Erin Andrews either, but it's completely
different.
How big a
bunch of cocksuckers was his parents to call him Major?
Major.
All right, Major, stop playing in the backyard. I don't know why these parents are British. Maybe they weren't. He was a nice fella.
Yeah, and how did the field piece go?
It's all right. We just talked about what happens in the press corps, and we asked some questions about asking Huckabee Sanders Huckabee, is it Huckabee Sanders?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders, yeah.
Huckabee Sanders. We took a dig at her today.
Couple digs.
Yeah. Anyway, so we talked about them lying and fucking Spicy lying to them and all that type of stuff. And they had a whole
Spicer stuff thing in it. Yeah, because this was a while ago. Yeah.
And we had some, because when we were interviewing, it was still Spicy who was in charge, or they just had the mooch.
I miss the mooch.
The mooch was such a good 2 weeks. That was a good 2 weeks.
So fun. The Scaramooch.
I like that guy. He's like a Guido-y sort of.
I'm going to mix things up over here.
If I say Guido, is that racist for me to say Guido?
No, you can say Guido.
I'm going to ask the local Guido. Tommy Caprio, can I say the word Guido? Do your people not like that?
I'm half Italian.
I say yes. I say it.
Oh, you can say it. But, you know, it's like how black people can say the N-word, but I can't say it.
No, what do you mean? I say that all the time.
Yeah.
You can't say that?
But you're ginger. You're the worst minority of them all.
Guido's not a bad word. It's a form of, you know, it's an Italian who acts a certain way. So, in fact, a lot of Italians will use the word Guido referring to other Guidos. Now, if you said WAP.
Yeah,
that's different.
If I put the word fucking in front of it, if I go fucking Guido, does that make it bad?
No. WAP is not racist. It stands for without papers.
Yeah, but it's a derogatory statement that people used to use to belittle somebody.
All right, enough of the microphone, WAP.
Every racial epithet is derogatory, but if we make fun of them, then they just lose it, right? I'm a ginger. He says ginger. They said 1,000 times.
Yeah,
I could get offended.
That's a color, right? Ginger?
Well, yeah, but so without papers just meant most of them were undocumented.
Do you know what you're called in Australia?
Ranga.
Ranga.
Rangas.
Ranga. That's offensive because it's short for orangutan.
Orangutan. But see, but like that's funny. No redhead is ever like, oh, fuck it, I'll stand by my fucking rights as a redhead. We don't give a shit. You can say, if it's orange, my hair is orange.
All right, because right? I won't throw this ringer a banana.
I got the names of the reporters. Here we go. The other reporters were Aaron McPike.
Aaron McPike.
You're close.
Way off.
Hello, Aaron.
Shauna Thomas.
Shauna was nice.
Shauna.
And Chris Siliza.
Chris was the most chatty.
Sorry.
He's just CNN guy.
Yeah, the thing about, you know what was interesting? When you said to him, has your job changed or things changed? And he goes, yeah, I get recognized more often. It almost seemed like he was into that. It was kind of weird. Like,
yeah, he's enjoying it.
Yeah, where there's like a little bit of the reporters are kind of enjoying. I mean, obviously they don't like the fact that they're being attacked.
Let's be honest. Anyone who agrees to do our show is hungry for press.
Okay, there you go.
Freebie.
All right, are you done chewing?
I am. Jack.
It doesn't sound like it. Disgusting. Yeah.
It is shaking.
So what do you do for Jim? I get him booze. Sometimes I get him booze. Other times I get him booze, ma.
Our bar's here. Did you see it, Jim?
Oh, we got a bar.
Our globe
it's
bar.
It's a globe. What's inside the globe? Awesome.
No, I don't think, is there anything inside of it?
I don't think so. I don't think the show has the budget yet to do anything.
How come we don't have anything inside of it?
Who put that? What did we waste money on that for?
Yeah, and it's round, too. Where's the flat globe?
We could have paid for one more Jack for 5 years for what we spent on that.
All right, well, we'll start using poor that
kid.
At some point.
His entire year's salary can't get him back to Atlanta. Not one plane flight back to
Atlanta. He's stuck here.
Jack, can you hack it, hack it.
All right, so
that's his catchphrase. Can you hack it? Yeah, we're getting. He tells an edgy joke, and then he goes, "Can you hack it?" Yeah,
that's we'll be right back.
Learn how to tell edgy jokes right now. That's the first step. But
he's in science trouble with his mom right now.
Well, not yet. Tomorrow he'll be. So
he's FaceTiming her in the hallway.
All right, so our third act, Jim. What was that? Census.
It was about the census.
The U.S. Census, and so what? You know, we took a topic that probably wouldn't seem interesting on the surface and looked into it, and it's a very funny act. There's a controversy with the census now, and it's every 10 years and years ending in zero, and so the next one's in 2020, and this administration wants to add a question on whether you're a citizen or not, and that's causing some controversy because that they say if that question is added, then it'll deter some people that are undocumented, but also some documented immigrants from answering it, and it'll make the numbers skewed, and the money won't be distributed correctly, and the districting of congressmen and stuff will be skewed off and stuff too. So
how did no one fall asleep?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would just explain that better than you with a mouthful
boring,
of macaroni.
What a boring subject we did.
It was funny, though. I thought it was a good segment, though.
No, we actually
did
very
really
well.
It sounds really terrible when I say it like that. But
one of our writers, Lucas, wrote me a great if I was a black president joke.
Yeah.
You couldn't have written this joke.
This is the thing. When we were looking at the research, there's a part that it says the word Negro wasn't removed from the census documents until 2013. And I remember looking at it and thinking, like, yeah, I don't know if I can really touch that. And I was like, and I really thought that because I knew Curtis. I go, I hope Curtis writes a joke, and he wrote an awesome joke.
He wrote a great joke about how 2013 Obama was in his second term, and what was the joke? The first thing that I would do if I was a black president is remove the word Negro from all official documents. The second thing I would do would be fuck a white woman in front of the portrait of George Washington. Just in his stupid face. And then the fourth thing was meant to be, and then I go back and I remove the word Caucasian to tiny dick crackers, I think was the joke.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what edit we're going to use, but I added a third one in there.
Fuck a white woman again.
And fuck a white woman again. That's what I would do if I was a black president, but I'm never going to get the opportunity. It's all about who you know.
You could be a black president someday.
I think so. I think so.
I believe in you.
I think so.
Jim Jeffries, the next black president. The second black president.
They don't let immigrants be president. That's why I'll never feel fully accepted by this country.
You mean governor, though, of the state?
I can be governor.
We did a thing where you, way before even the show started, like Jim Jeffries for governor?
I'd like to be governor.
On a podcast or something.
I'd like to be governor.
You could be mayor, governor. You could be in the Senate.
No,
you can't be in the Senate. You have to become a citizen and then live here a certain amount of years.
But then you still can get in eventually.
Yeah, you can do it, yeah.
I can do it eventually. Let's just stop saying the word could. I will be the governor eventually. Yeah.
Governor of what, California?
Any state I want. I'm an ambitious guy.
He'll be the... how about every fucking state? How about that? All 50 states,
you
Jim.
You cannot be the governor of, like, Arkansas. I don't think that would work.
I could be the governor of the state of denial.
I think you're already like president and CEO of that.
Regret would be a good state for me. calling up in the morning and apologizing, is that a state?
Yeah, it could be.
So we did the whole thing with the Sarah Sanders Huckabee, whatever. I did a joke about it looking like Wednesday
Aaron
Adams.
Andrews. Sorry.
Yeah, we just said it.
No, I know.
We did a joke about her looking like Wednesday Adams. I enjoyed that. Anytime we can make the fun out of...
she is not a good person, but, you know.
What, Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Yeah, she's really good at her job, but she's like just... It's just terrible. I mean...
That's my girl, man.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
She looks like Wednesday Adams? Is that what it is?
She's wearing Wednesday Adams' exact outfit.
In the clip we
outfit.
Had, it looked
exact
like Wednesday Adams.
Exact outfit. Yeah. Not just like close to the outfit. It was like, because you can go, if the little white neck thing was frilly, you could go Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Because Judge Judy always had the doily neckline.
It's also her hairstyle was kind of like flattened down. And
she did look like if Wednesday Adams grew up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay, nothing. I'm looking at a text from somebody on the show.
Wow, during the show?
Your dad's not going to text you right now.
I know.
The chances of him reaching out to you right now is very slim. He may be dead.
I think he's alive because I have like, maybe he could be. But I thought it would be funny to actually contact him and after all this time not speak to him, but just ask him like health related questions, like, do you have any heart conditions?
That's not funny. That's dead serious.
Right.
He's trying to find out your lineage.
I've never met your dad, but I'm going to assume he has diabetes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because your mother's a very healthy woman. I'm just looking at you. Your dad definitely has diabetes.
I mean,
1, 2, and 3.
It's fat isn't like a genetic condition. Like you eat too
much. It is. Fat is a genetic condition. I have fat parents. I fight the fat all the time.
I know, but you have to. Yeah, he's a lot taller than me too. But I don't know. He could be dead. We'll find out.
Now we have to talk about Act 4. Last time, if you were listening to the podcast, if you're an avid listener of the podcast and you are not a person who watches the show, if maybe you live but maybe you live in the UK where the show does not air, but the podcast does very well.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was we made fun of a Twitter handle at T5 Transit, which is the terminal train that only works at Terminal 5 at Heathrow, and it just drives you from, it just trains you, is it drives? Would you say drives for a train?
Trains you.
It trains you.
Yeah. Correct.
From the plane, it trains you all the way up to the baggage carousel, right? This train you have to get on. There is no way around getting on.
You want to get to your plane or back from your plane.
Yeah, so you have to get on. Now, me and Forrest, we're in London, we're getting on this train, and on the side of the carriage, and we talked about this last week, there were some signs that said, please follow us at T5 Transit. And we thought to ourselves, who the fuck is following that? Who got on that train and went, that was a good 400 yards?
131 people were.
Yeah, 131 were following it. But they have literally 1.5 million people ride on this fucking train a year or something.
And as of now, I'll tell you the amount of followers as I try to fucking find it and pretend. Here we go.
360?
360. Oh, wow. That's 291 on mine, but it just... I'll take your word for it.
So there's been a leap.
360, so that means
we're responsible.
200% more followers.
We're basically responsible for the train getting another couple of hundred followers. Anyway, the people who run the train Twitter account, for a little while there, were very excited.
Yeah.
They thought, our push and our signs are working now. People are following the train. And then they just started getting excited, and then they realized it was us just playing a goof on them. And they started getting a bit fucking sarky.
Like, here's some of the tweets we had. Like, that ride from Heathrow T5 Transit was lit. That was one of them. I enjoyed it. It got me from here to there. And that this was a funny like exchange because it goes that one that got the ride from Heathrow is lit. Then Heathrow T5 Transit wrote back, "Thanks for the feedback. Why is at Jim Jeffries show?" Which they tagged this wrong. Is he a fan? And he goes, "Your train is his favorite train."
And it is. It is my favorite
train. Is he a fan?
Yeah.
Is he a fan of our transit system? Yeah, man, big fucking fan of your trains.
So anyway, what happened was they wrote back to us a little bit sarky, and they were just fucking going, thank you for all the help. You only gave us 100 followers. So we got a little bug to bear with the T5 transit people now. Mm. So
by the way, they're not, because they're responding to ours, they're not responding to people with actual concerns.
Oh, it's people who are having actual problems.
No, somebody wrote,
"I dropped my child on the tracks."
Yeah.
Thanks for riding with us.
I lost my legs.
At T5 transit, doors opened for far too short a period of time for boarding at A gates. They haven't responded to that, but they're responding to lit AF. They're like really into it.
They like got their priorities straight.
Yeah.
So anyway, we encouraged the people who watch the show and who listen to the podcast, and do this right now, follow T5 Transit.
Yep.
Give them your support. Write them nice messages.
But be nice.
Tell them how much you've enjoyed the trip. You know, make their lives good.
Yeah. Oh, and that's...
You should make them tweet an Easter egg in there that's only referential to the show. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've got a lot of ideas for T5 Transit. I'm not going to say on the podcast, I got a lot of T5 Transit
ideas. We had some other funny stuff we cut out of that script because it was like, we had the thing where it was like, you have to be on this, you're forced to, like, what other places would have this Twitter handle. We had a thing about like a prison cell.
If a prison cell had a Twitter handle, and it was just like, "Fuck you, prison cell 64.
No, got
just,
shivved.
Yeah, hashtag shivved, hashtag cold.
Hashtag toilet
hashtag,
wine.
Hashtag like bleeding wine. Hashtag toilet wine.
Yeah, another thing that got cut out was we actually looked up the Orient Express has a Twitter handle. The most famous train ever, and they only
half the amount of Twitter followers.
They only have 130 Twitter followers. So we already, T5 Transit has tripled of the Orient Express.
The only train.
Don't follow the Orient Express.
The only train that's doing better than the T5 Transit at the moment is Thomas the Tank Engine, and I think we can beat it.
All of these tweets about you are great. Before I die, I hope to experience the unparalleled customer service provided by the T5 Transit team. Nothing like it in the U.S. at Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, so if you do tweet it.
But you know what's amazing? It's only one terminal.
Yeah.
There's four other terminals that trains are getting no love. It's just Terminal 5 at Heathrow is getting a lot of pressure on them.
If you tweet it, please do hashtag Jeffries Show so that we can find all the.
Also, if you are traveling through Heathrow and you are on the T5 transit terminal, get photos. Send us photos.
We have a member of our staff that's going to be doing that in the next day.
You don't have to do anything weird like defecate or anything on the train, but if you got the time.
Zoe's going to be on the train in like in a day or two. Yeah, we got plans.
Why are you going to London? What's happening there?
My brother's getting married.
Scotland. Your brother's getting married.
Scotland.
Bad idea.
But she's got to stop in London.
No.
British Airways? Because Terminal 5 only has British Airways. All right.
You already got work though.
You'll be on it. You're gonna have a hell of a time. It's a fun period because you're traveling, but you don't have your luggage with you yet, so you feel carefree. It's a good little trip.
Denver does that. Denver has that train that you got to take to the baggage.
Yeah, but the Denver one,
back at the camp.
Atlanta has it as well, but it's like at least there's different stops.
Yeah,
this one's just one stop.
Orlando has them to each one, and then there's a door where you can clearly walk like along a pathway, and they don't let you do that. They never even let you walk, so you have to take the trains always. It's like, I don't get why.
I was on, last time I was on a transit train was in Las Vegas, and I was with, Chris Angel was on it with me. That was very exciting.
Did the train levitate?
He doesn't look as magical in real life.
No, I imagine not.
He
doesn't look that magical in real life. So.
He was wearing a Chris Angel hat.
Fuck.
He was wearing his own hat. And the only reason I was like, fuck, that's Chris Angel, because we flew in together on a Southwest flight. So I'm like, fuck, Chris Angel.
Yeah, he takes private jets.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah. No, but I was looking. And so all I did was he spent
all that money on jewelry.
He had tattoos all over his knuckles. And then I thought, that can't be him. And while I was on the plane, I was sitting two seats over, I Googled Chris Angel's hands. And I was like, that is him.
It's his hands.
Here. Oh, you know what? Before I'll just throw it to Andrew right now. When I was talking to Andrew a little bit before you came in, and I mentioned that the Insane Clown Posse was on our show, and we were interviewing.
You're a Juggalo?
No. We were interviewing him about the Juggalo March, and he said that he was in the march.
I went to the March of the Juggalos in Washington D.C.
You're a Juggalo, or you?
No,
just...
I was gigging in D.C. and a kid at the show came up to me and was like, "What are you doing tomorrow, man?" It's like, "I'm going to a Washington Nationals game, to the baseball game." He goes, "Come to the March of Juggalos, dude. I'll smoke you out." And I was like, "I'm good, man. Thank you so much." But then it got in my head. I was like, "I got to go to this fucking thing. I'm not going to tell this kid I'm going." But I was like, "I got to go because I'm interested." But I went there. They were smoking hash on like the Lincoln Memorial and shit.
Oh, good.
It was fucking. I mean, it was. You know what's so funny is like I wanted to take photos and video, but then it's like it was so sad. You know what I mean? It was like full on families with their children buying into this like. They're indoctrinated with the Juggalo shit.
Yeah, the Juggalos. It's wild. Like, you can't stitch up a butthole.
That was funny you said that.
You stitch up a butthole.
Oh yeah, there was a Japanese tour bus group going to the Lincoln Memorial. You know when they have like a little flag.
Sure.
And there's a woman leading them. She's like, "Mom, what got your toy?" And they're going right through the middle of the march.
And they just got wrapped
right
up.
Right. Yeah. Right. They got caught in. So they're Juggalos now. Juggalo. That's so racist. I'm gonna look at all this racist shit that's gonna come up.
Racist.
Yeah, it was.
Don't worry, my mom was dead in the woods earlier. So
she wasn't dead in the woods.
She was beaten in the woods. Pay attention.
With her gasping breath, she named you Forrest. Keep up.
All right, so there's a couple emails we got, Jim. One of them.
There was a good chance your name could have been Alleyway Behind Subway.
That's got a good ring.
Terminal
to it,
5.
So, yeah, rhymes. That's good. So we got some emails from last week. Some guy, what is Good Night Australia Big Smile Hat Tip? Is that something?
That's a popular show there.
Good Night Australia.
It says Good Night Australia period Big Smile period Hat Tip.
This is my grandmother sending emails.
I guess he's doing a hat tip, or I don't know what the fuck that is. Anyways,
sometimes I finish the podcast with Good Night Australia.
Yeah, he loves hearing your stories about your mother. And last week, you gave the story about the chair. Number one, is there an update on the chair?
The chair's coming. She doesn't know, but the chair is on order. She said to me, she goes, "I need this chair because I'm an invalid." My mother is so proud of being an invalid. That is like her favorite thing. Like,
it's funny to brag about.
Yeah, she when she got her disabled parking sticker like 5 years ago, that was like fucking the jam was
like
on.
Like if she could dance, she would have danced.
She
to it.
Loves to get out of her car and then talk to people who are parking in the spots illegally.
Oh yeah.
"You shouldn't be here. This is for disabled people." And my mother's disability is fat.
Yeah.
That's her disability, is too fat.
What's the weight limit for that?
She's fat, but because she's fat, it's fucked up her bones and her ability in her older age. Because she's 76, you don't meet a lot of fat 76-year-olds. They're normally
she's dead. Just also old.
Yeah, she's old and fat is her whole jam, right? And so she parks, and then she just gets angry at people getting out of cars, like, "Fucking, you shouldn't be here." I want to go park in one of those places and just go, "I'm dyslexic."
So last week
I didn't think that was a wheelchair. I thought that was just a tire running over a person upside down.
Last week we sort of teased that candy story. Can you allowed to tell that one? I don't even know the C's.
Oh, what, about the chocolate?
Yeah, that thing. That's
You like that story? So my mother.
I think so. I think it's good. Yeah.
My mother likes C's chocolates, which is a candy company here in America that makes mid range. Chocolates.
They're like, it's like mall chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got, my mother says, "Oh, the strawberry creams are so good. They have real strawberry filling. And strawberry is my favorite fruit." And I'm like, "They need some fucking strawberries then, right?" But my mother, like, I call her the pedophile of shopping because she wants people to shop, but she wants to destroy someone else's life while she does it to get her pleasure, right? So every time when I was living in Britain, my mother was like, "We have Cadbury's in Australia and then they have Cadbury's in Britain. Now there's one ingredient that's slightly different. And the only difference is they put an extra emulsifier in the Australian Cadbury's to change the texture ever so slightly so it doesn't melt as fast because it's hotter." You know, that makes sense, right? It tastes exactly the fucking same. So when I was coming home from Britain, my mother was always like, "If you could bring me back." Now, mind you, 300-pound diabetic is saying this to me, right? Insulin dependent. "Could you please bring me back some British Cadbury's?" And I was like, "Mum, I don't want to lug chocolate everywhere." Fucking. So anyway, I did bring her back the chocolates, but then I was like, had to stop over in Hong Kong, and I went into the shop, and they had Cadbury's there, but they sell Australian Cadbury's in Hong Kong, not the British stuff. So I loaded up on a shitload of that, right? And then when I landed, I go to Mum, I go, Mum, here you go. I got your special Cadbury's. And she was in the car, like, just fucking, like, Augustus Gloop, just fucking tearing it open, shoving it in her mouth, going, oh, it's so much better. It's so much better than Australian Cadbury's. And I was like, it's the same fucking chocolate, you dozy bitch, you know? And she went, oh, I knew it tasted the same, but I didn't want to disappoint you, so I was acting like I enjoyed it. Now, cut to many years later, my mother decided that when I came back from America, and America makes shit chocolate. It's renowned for shit chocolate. You can't do chocolate right here, right? Anyway, my mother wanted some C's.
Chocolate.
She wanted, yeah, I don't either, but I'm just telling you. And so my mother wanted C's chocolates. I like the strawberry cream from C's. Now, one year she asked for it, and what she did was she bought it herself and then mailed it out to my house.
Holy
for me
shit.
To for me because the shipping is so expensive. So she mailed it out to me for me to deliver to her when I got there. But what happened was I stopped in Perth first and saw my brother, and then me and my brother Skyped her and ate all the chocolate in front of her.
But wait, did that what happened with
No. That's just the first year.
Yeah.
Such a dick.
And so I'm there going, Mom, I'm not fucking bringing my diabetic mother chocolate because I love you in a way, and I don't want you to die, so I'm not bringing you chocolate. Oh, but I need it in case my sugar levels get too low. I need it to live. And I go, you just go in the fucking cupboard and scoop fucking sugar in your mouth. You'll be fine. Anyway, so we have this big fight, right? So anyway, so I knock up a person that I've known for 2 months. So I still have a child with to this day. Anyway, so I started to date this girl, Kate, and she was pregnant at the time, but I was bringing her back to Australia just to go, oh, look, I'm bringing back my pregnant girlfriend. And I was bringing her back, and now my mother had never met Kate.
Yeah.
She had never met her. And she rings her up. Now, Kate had moved in with me. Now, my mother was like, why she moved in so quick? Now, it was obviously Kate was pregnant. You know?
Yeah, but your mother didn't know yet.
Mother didn't know yet. Yeah. So she rings up Kate on the sly. Never met her. Never met her in life. And she goes, here's the deal. There's some chocolates going to be delivered to the house. Now, you have to deliver the chocolates. Don't let Jeffrey see them. Or Jim. Don't let Jim. My real name. Anyway, long story. Anyway, don't let Jim see them. He'll just get angry at me. I need them for medical reasons. If you could hide them in the bottom of a suitcase, that would be wonderful. So about a week later, Kate's being all cagey the whole fucking week.
And she doesn't even know her.
She doesn't even know her. And she sits down and she goes, I don't know what to do. I have something I need to talk to you about. And I thought, fucking hell, she's either caught me having an affair or she's having an affair or something big's going down, right? Mm-hmm. She goes, I don't know what to do. I really need to talk to you. And she goes, your mother's delivered chocolates. And she's hidden them in the bottom of the thing. She goes, please don't say anything. I want your mother to like me. So I rang up Mum and I went, I've got your fucking chocolates. You're not getting them. You're not getting the chocolates. In fact, no one's coming. No one's coming to visit you in Australia. By the way, Kate's pregnant. You're getting a grandchild you'll never see, right? So my mum starts crying about the whole chocolate thing. Anyway, so I ring me brother.
Not the kid or the grandkid.
Yeah, the grandkid. So I ring me brother and I say, Mum fucking tried to make Kate into a fucking chocolate mule, right? She tried to bring chocolate over the fucking border, right? And so my brother's like, she didn't. She couldn't have. And so my brother goes at this. He goes, I got a plan. Because she only eats the one chocolate. She eats the strawberry creams from C's Chocolates. And so we rang up C's Chocolates and we tried to order 5,000 strawberry creams to be delivered on a big pallet to the front of our house. Now, the beauty of this is we were dropping about $8,000 to do this joke, right? But the beauty of it is she can't finish it.
Right.
And if she does finish it, she'll die because she's diabetic.
That's the beauty?
Yeah, she'll literally,
yes.
Her favorite thing in the world, there'll be too much of it and she'll have to throw it away. This is wonderful.
So I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So we bought this, and then we left a note, like a card that said, "Here's your fucking chocolate. Don't want to hear about it again." And so me and my brother thought we were the smartest people in the world. Oh, I was sending 5,000 chocolates to a diabetic woman, and my brother gets a phone call from the people at Sees, and they're like, "We've never delivered more than 100 chocolates to Australia ever. We think this is a false credit card." And he's like, no, this is for me mother. This is too much chocolate for one person. He goes, they go, how about we just send 200? And he goes, no, you can't do that because you'll enjoy that. That'll be just like make her happy. It has to be an obscene amount to make the point, right? And they go, yeah, we just can't send that. And he goes, look, I didn't want to mention this, but it's for my mother's funeral. She was a very popular woman, and she has over 5,000 people showing up, and your chocolate was her favorite thing. And as a little gift, we wanted to give each person a strawberry cream as they came in. Anyway, eventually the sale went through. She's still got some in the freezer.
Most of it's gone.
Yeah, so that was a fun story.
The irony will be when she does die, you'll have to have those at the funeral.
That was very mean spirited of me.
Well, so's the chair. There's a story last week where his mom wants a chair, and she said, "I'll loan me the money and I'll pay it back to you." And then he actually took her up on made a different installment plan.
I've already bought the chair, but I'm like a reasonable amount of interest. She goes, I can pay $150 a month, and I go, I don't think you'll live long enough to make all the payments. So I've upped your payment to $175. Now the thing is, she's retired. She either has the fucking money or she doesn't.
Right.
There's no income coming in for her to make these payments. But yeah, I've got her an installment plan. The chair's arriving in about 4 days, Mum. You'll be fine.
Do you invoice her? You send her an invoice?
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep it going in QuickBooks. Yeah.
But you know what? I'll tell you, last time I was back there, I said, give me one of those fucking chocolates. And she goes, you can have those chocolates whenever you want. I only have a limited amount.
So she actually got 5,000.
Yeah, she got a lot. I think we had to go down to 2,000 or something. But, you know, it was a shitload of C's, just strawberry creams that delivered.
But did it work? Was she, like, upset? Or she's just...
Oh, you boys are stupid. I don't know why you feel the need to lampoon me constantly. To lampoon.
Yeah, that's a good word. All right. Jim, you got to do some promos.
I'll do Jim's plugs.
Before we do that, I just want to promote Andrew Santino. Your Twitter handle is @ Cheeto Santino.
Cheeto Santino. Anything Twitter, else? Instagram, all that bullshit.
All the Instagram and Instagram, Twitter.
It's all the same. I'm not.
Please follow him on there. And also, I'm Dying Up Here. We'll premiere on May 6th.
May 6th on Showtime.
On Showtime.
If you don't have it, just do the free fucking trial, and then that's it. Then watch the show and get over it. We just want the numbers.
But wait till May 6th to get the trial.
That's right. Then you get 3 months.
DVR it. Watch it on the DVR.
Yeah.
Those numbers count. April 13, Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Woohoo!
It's your favorite gig.
April 27, Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, Illinois. April 28th.
Joliet.
You're doing these so good.
April 28th.
Do that again with a little less enthusiasm. Less.
April 28th, Rialto Theater in Joliet, Illinois.
Joliet.
Joliet is good to me.
Try it again, but like Joliet. You know Joliet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Joliet. Do you live in Joliet? Why? But if you do live there, I'll be there at the Rialto Square Theater in Illinois.
Oh, boy.
April 28th, Overture Hall in Madison, Wisconsin.
That's a great city.
At the Clusterfest Comedy Festival and Music Festival June 1st to June 3rd in San Francisco, although I'll only be there one of those days.
That Clusterfest sounds fun.
Yeah, but you're gonna do.
Yeah, you in the Clusterfest?
No, I don't. I've never done it because they don't give a shit about me. They don't care about me at all. I'm putting it out there.
This is my first
Clusterfest. You're on a podcast. This is a comedy.
Yeah, I was like, let's go.
This is my first Clusterfest, and I had to get a fucking TV show before they'd fucking bring me in.
Yeah, it's insane. Who else is it? Who else is there?
Salt and Pepper.
Ah, that's worth it.
Third Eye
That's
blind.
Worth the price of admission.
Third Eye Blind.
Hootie and the Blowfish is going to pop by.
What other comedians? Oh, Amy Schumer's there.
Amy Schumer, Tiffany Haddish.
John Stewart.
John Stewart, Trevor Noah,
Lonely
Third
Island.
Eye Blind.
Lonely Island is what doing what?
sketch.
Live sketches, sketch? Yeah, live sketch.
Know. Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, they'll be singing their little pop songs. they'll be doing Dick in a Box. And all their people will be like, nah.
Nah, because Justin Timberlake was in there.
No, no, they'll get someone else.
He's there. Justin's there.
And they'll go like this. They'll get people go, blind. Oh, I remember when I saw Dick in a Box for the first time. This is good. This is bringing back good times.
This is good. This is good. I like this. This is good.
All right, so that's it. I'll also, I have something called Poor Decisions if you want to. It's on iTunes and Google Play, and I don't know. It's on, if you go to my Twitter, at
God, the enthusiasm was so
terrible.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Can you want me to
poor
do it for
decisions.
You?
Poor Decisions. Yeah, it's called Poor Decisions.
Is it a podcast?
No, it's like, it's 45 minutes of my stand-up. I don't want, it has
a oh, it's
special.
A stand-up.
Promote it.
Yeah, promote
the goddamn thing. What the fuck are you doing?
Forrest does other things.
It's on... Anywhere you right now, you can buy it on iTunes or Amazon
or
Google Play.
Steal it.
Yeah.
Wherever you can find it.
There. It's called Poor Decisions, Forrest Shaw, and you can find all the links on my Twitter at Forrest Shaw.
Forrest Shaw presents Poor Decisions.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm terrible at promoting things for myself.
April 13th, Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
There we go.
Do you live near Texas? Come the fuck on up.
Yeah, there you go.
April 27th, Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, Illinois.
Joliet.
Jolie. I know.
Okay.
I'm doing Jim's
Jolie,
version.
Jolie. I know, but you're doing so good. Yeah.
Come on up, Joliet. Do you live in the butthole of Illinois? Come on down. April 28th, Overture Hall in Madison, Wisconsin. Stop blacking out and fucking goats. Come on out, Madison.
Clusterfest. All right. And that's it. Please follow our podcast.
And so we want to do the plugs, the things that pay us for the show. So Imodium, thank you again for all the great work you do. See's Chocolates, there's product placement.
The pies.
Yeah, they owe you.
The pies.
This part will all be cut, I'm sure.
The Fork Pie Company.
And if there's anything you want to talk about...
Fork on Aussie Pies.
If there's anything you want to talk about, you can email us.
And also just Coca-Cola for giving me Jack. I feel like Coca-Cola has enough of a plug.
Yeah, they got a big plug.
And Globe Bars.
What?
Globe Bars.
What's
Globe Bars?
It's right there. Globe Bar. Barmaid, I got Globe.
Are they really a sponsor? Do we have actual sponsors? Do we have actual sponsors?
Do we? I thought we were going to have a sponsor.
We should have a sponsor.
Can we get Imodium? I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I really do use a lot of Imodium. I pop Imodium like Tic Tacs.
If there's a topic you want us to talk about, tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you, Andrew. You were
thank
great.
You,
good night, Australia.
Yeah, that was all right. Tip of the hat.